Little Bird, written by Dwaycat, read by Rena Jenkins. Fandom, Star Wars Rebels.
Why does this always seem to happen with your plans?
Ketsu spoke over their helmet radio frequency, sounding like she was casually discussing the weather, not that they were both pinned down in a firefight.
My plan? Suddenly this is my plan? All I said was we should gather some intel on our target before we rushed in. You're the one who set up all the details.
Sabine knew she didn't have the same level of nonchalance in her voice. She probably sounded downright tense.
If it were my plan, it would be going much more smoothly,
Ketsu teased, starting to look around the edge of the bar and jerking back as a shot landed uncomfortably close. They'd gone to the bar, hoping to find out more about their target. Instead, not long after they'd arrived, a fight broke out. While they weren't specific targets of either side, it seemed that the participants weren't too picky about their targets, taking shots at anything moving. They'd taken cover behind the bar itself, along with the bartender, who looked more wearily annoyed than frightened.
Fine. My plan, my solution.
Sabine shifted and tugged a round device out of one of her belt pouches.
Hey, you'll bring the whole roof down on us if you're not careful,
Ketsu warned.
Don't worry,
Sabine reassured her, activating the device and tossing it up and over the bar into the middle of the room.
Just be ready to run.
There was a muffled of an explosion as a smoke bomb went off, followed by curses and coughing as the visibility was cut off and the firing abruptly stopped.
And go!
Sabine was up and moving towards where she remembered the door had been, Ketsu right on her heels. They were almost at it when there was a bright flash far too close, and Ketsu stumbled. Sabine hesitated, but then she was catching herself, shoving them both through the door out into the open air.
Ketsu?
Sabine spoke hesitantly.
Just keep going, back to the ship.
Ketsu's voice was curt and tight with pain, but Sabine didn't argue, keeping alert as they started back towards the hangar bay. They made it back inside without further incident, and Ketsu tugged her helmet off with a soft curse.
How bad is it?
Sabine asked, following her example and moving closer to try and see where Ketsu was hit.
I think my armor took most of it.
Ketsu turned so Sabine could start tugging at the straps holding her pauldrons in place, hissing quietly when Sabine got them free to remove them.
There was an impressive scorch mark at the bottom of one, where it had taken most of the hit.
Maybe we should have gone to a med center? Sabine started unfastening the top of Ketsu's bodysuit so she didn't have to move too much.
While the reinforced fabric gave some protection, it couldn't stop a blaster bolt.
For a little thing like this, Ketsu grinned, even if her lips were too tight.
Just get me cleaned up and a back to patch and I'll be as good as new in no time.
If you say so.
Even if Sabine knew more than enough about blaster injuries, it was something else entirely when they were on someone she cared about.
Brace yourself. Ketsu took in a deep breath, gritting her teeth and flinching when Sabine peeled the arm of her bodysuit down and away from the injury before grabbing the medkit. She cleaned it quickly, dithering around would only make the painful part last longer, before pressing the patch over the wound and starting to wrap a clean layer of bandages around the patch to cushion and protect it.
Worst is over, Sonarika.
Ketsu breathed out slowly once the bandage was in place.
Isn't that what I should be saying, reassuring you?
Sabine couldn't help but smile a little at the affectionate nickname.
I know I'll live. You seem a little less sure.
Ketsu reached up with her good arm, cupping her hand against her cheek.
How can I convince you?
I know you'll live. I just hate seeing someone I care about in pain. Especially when it's my fault. Sabine spoke the last part softly. It's not your fault. Just bad luck. It happens sometimes, and you can't let it eat you up. Ketsu spoke firmly. I'll still feel better when you're back to full strength, Sabine admitted.
So will I,
Ketsu smiled, more genuinely this time, as the back-to-patch worked to numb the pain.
Until then, I guess you'll just have to find some way to take my mind off of things and keep me distracted, won't you, Sonatica?
I'm sure I'll think of something, Sabine murmured, her heart beating a little faster. She could never tell if Ketsu was genuinely flirting with her, or if it was her own overly hopeful imagination. But at the moment, she found she didn't care so much. She trusted Ketsu. Worst that could happen was gently getting turned down, right? Mind made up, she leaned in and up, pressing her lips against Ketsu's. Ketsu made a soft, surprised sound in the back of her throat, but then she was kissing back, good arm wrapping around Sabine's back to hold her close. After what felt like forever, they both broke off the kiss slowly, but Ketsu stayed close, pressing her forehead to Sabine's, bright purple eyes soft as they looked into Sabine's golden brown.
I was thinking more along the lines of watching a hollow together, but I'm not going to argue. Unless that was just a pity kiss?
Ketsu asked wryly.
I don't do pity, you know that.
Sabine let out a breath, relaxing. Even with the necessary awkwardness of avoiding Ketsu's injured arm and all the armor in the way, it still felt wonderful to be this close, her heart still pounding in her chest from nervous excitement.
And I guess the hollow's still an option, just with a little of this too.
Ketsu spoke softly, like she was testing new waters. Sabine was glad she wasn't the only one a little unsure of what she was doing, no matter how much she wanted it.
I'm willing.
Sabine kissed her again, with a little more surety this time. Ketsu smiled against her lips.
You're gonna have to help me get changed first. I can't reach all of my armor one-handed.
Sabine flushed a little at that. For all that they'd been sharing close quarters for months now, and she'd seen as much of Ketsu's skin as her own. Just before, it had been more casual, with fewer potential possibilities.
That won't be a problem. I'd be worried if it was a problem.
Ketsu pulled back a little, settling her hand on Sabine's hip. And after a moment, Sabine started helping with the rest of her armor, careful of her injured arm. Even if they were ready for those possibilities, Sabine wasn't about to push for anything that would hurt Ketsu.
You can count on me.
Sabine took each piece of armor or equipment off carefully, setting it aside to finish tugging down Ketsu's bodysuit, steadying her as she stepped out of it.
I know. I trust you.
Ketsu leaned in to kiss her cheek, warm and soft, before she turned to head towards their shared cabin.
I even trust you enough to pick the hollow this time.
Sabine couldn't help huffing a small laugh.
I had no idea that one was going to be that bad, and you know it.
After a moment, she sobered, following after her. We're still going to need to find out where our target might have gone to ground. That bar was our best option, but I doubt we'd be welcome back anytime soon.
Don't think I've forgotten, but laying low ourselves is a good idea. I'll heal up, and then we'll be right back on the job.
Until then, if I think about it, I'm just gonna get annoyed and tempted to go back, find out who shot me, and do them one better. Ketsu's voice was still, and Sabine smiled again. Tempting, you're right. But we'd waste too much time, Sabine admitted. Time I intend to put to much better use, Katsu declared, starting to change into looser clothing. Sabine chucked the dirty bodysuit into the cleaner and decided to follow her example. She might not be entirely sure where this was headed, but watching something together and more kisses and time spent close sounded like an excellent start. They'd figure everything else out as they went along. The end.